Welcome home to St. Anne's.
Please be seated.
We want you to know that you're welcome to join us at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Please be sure to hit subscribe to receive our sermons. We can't wait to meet you.
And I think when we look at all the things happening through the lens of this gospel, some of it will come into focus a little bit better. So it is our last Sunday before Lent. Lent starts on Wednesday with Ash Wednesday. But we get to celebrate a little bit. So Shrove Tuesday is our pancake dinner, which is a big celebration because we haven't had that since really COVID. So you better come and enjoy pancakes because we haven't gotten to do it in a really long time. So let's just talk a little bit about this story and kind of how that might help us look at our world and maybe the way that we should be looking at it as opposed to how we are looking at it. So this is a story. It's commonly called the Transfiguration. We hear a little Moses, you hear about this Transfiguration, but then our gospel is known as the Transfiguration. And it's interesting, we actually read it twice a year. And isn't that fascinating? It's like really one of, I think it might be like the only thing that we read twice a year. Isn't that bizarre? And it's really just a fluke of how the lectionary works. But we do, we read it twice a year. And maybe that's more meaningful than I think we think it is. More than like, didn't she just preach on this? Like, I feel like she just talked about this. And yeah, she probably just did not that long ago. And it's called, like I said, the Transfiguration, which kind of makes it sound, and even the way that it's written, makes it sound that Jesus somehow becomes different or that Moses somehow changes and is different, right? When we talk about transformation or transgender or trans anything, we have this sense of change, of difference. But I challenge you that it's not about change. It's about seeing what is for the first time. And so some of you know that I'm reading through all the banned books, right? We have a Facebook group now. I'm reading all the banned books. And I just, on the trip back from Florida, finished George. And George is a story, it's a very, very sweet story, and I highly recommend it. It's a story of a girl who was born as a boy, born as George, and I think she's in fourth grade, maybe, around that age, and kind of her wrestling with making it clear that George is really Melissa. I challenge you, George is not becoming Melissa. Jesus is not becoming the Christ. We are seeing those things that have always been there. The disciples are for the first time seeing who Jesus really is. Jesus has been the Christ the whole darn time. This is not new or different. But it's new and different for them. Because they see things differently now. Not because it hasn't always been there, but because they've been blind to it. And how much are you and I blind to things? How much are we blind to other people in the world out there? How much are we blind to our own stuff? And how much of our own stuff are we not okay with the world seeing? How much of our being is hidden? And, you know, Eric and I were talking the other day because, obviously, the situation in Ukraine is horrific, right? And just a few weeks ago, people were making fun of the president of Ukraine, being like, this guy is way over his head. He is not equipped for this. He's a satirist, an actor, and clearly he has no clue what he's doing. He is not equipped to lead this country. Whew. We were wrong. I don't think we've seen leadership like this in a long time. Quite frankly, since Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, refused to leave England in World War II. That's the last time that we've seen leadership of this epic proportion. And not because he hasn't always been this way. but because you and I are seeing it for the first time. Putin has always been Putin. But we have not seen Putin for who Putin is for a long time. This Lent, I challenge all of us to become and to give permission to others to be. I challenge us all to see and recognize what has been there all the time, but we haven't seen it, or we haven't given it permission to be seen. Our culture, our society, calls us to hide so much. All of us are called to hide things. All of us are not necessarily who we really truly are we? And we all project on other people that who they truly are may not be okay. We don't want to see it. We don't want to see people experiencing racism because that would cripple us. If we really truly understood the pain that other people experience, we couldn't take it. It's not that we don't know that racism exists. It's the fact if we really truly knew what people experienced, if we really truly understood homophobia, if we really truly understood misogyny, if we really truly understood these things, how could we live with ourselves knowing that people live like this every single day? So we don't see it. We don't see it. And then when somebody comes out of the closet, we're like, oh, they're transformed. No. No. It has always been this way, but it's never been safe. Think about that. Think about what it must be like to live in a world that's unsafe, to live in a world that sees you ill-equipped to run your country. That man is in Kyiv right now. How many world leaders stay when they know that the bounty is high? How many of us are okay staying when our bounty is high? How many of us are okay seeing that other people's bounty is high? I challenge us this Lent. I challenge us to not see it as transformation, but to see it as what it really truly is. The lifting of the veil that we've put in place because we didn't want to see it, because it made us uncomfortable to see it. And to the next step, I ask you, lift your own veil. Give yourself permission to be who you've been the whole time. Because I promise you, the world needs it. The world needs who we truly are, all of us, without the veils, without all the stuff that we pile on top of it, because it feels safer that way, doesn't it? It feels safer to be who I project, who the world has told me it's okay for me to be. It feels safer to me that way. But is that what the world needs? Does the world need us to be our safe, fake version of ourselves? Or does the world need men who are strong enough to stand by their people and say, come at me? Now, we got a lot of kids in church, so I'm not going to quote a lot of the things that are coming out of Ukraine right now. But I challenge you, go look it up. Go look it up. Look up the 13 soldiers who were there when Russia landed and said, stand down. And what they said. Read about it. Read about it. Because Ukraine has been Ukraine this whole time. Jesus has been Jesus this whole time. George has been Melissa this whole time. I challenge us to see. I challenge us to see. And then I challenge us to become. Whew. And then I'm going to take my little sticky stick.
We want you to know that you're welcome to join us at 10 a.m. on Sundays. Please be sure to hit subscribe to receive our sermons. We can't wait to meet you.